Republican Senator Stephen Urquhart says if HB 116 were to go into effect, it would roll out Utah's welcome mat to illegal immigrants further. The law is set to automatically take effect on July 1, 2013, but requires a nod from the federal government.
We said, but federal government, we want your blessing on this. And I get it. We're putting a marker out there saying we're impatient. We want action. But to my knowledge, we're not going to get the waiver. We're at least not going to get it anytime soon. So we're left with the bill that is unconstitutional.
Committee Chairman Stuart Reed, who co-sponsored HB 116 last year, says he doesn't accept that argument. He says it should be left up to the courts to decide.
It's quite irritating to me that someone would ever accuse me or any other legislator who've acted in good faith to try to resolve an issue to say that we're trying to violate the Constitution or that we're unpatriotic. What we believe we're doing is trying to manage a problem that the federal government refuses to manage.
Members of the public, including two Utah County GOP delegates who helped pass a countywide resolution to repeal the law, argued it puts employers who hire undocumented workers in conflict with federal law and offers a false hope to immigrants because it can't be implemented. Senate President Michael Wattups told the committee he'd be willing to repeal the law if there were something to replace it with.
I believe that we tweak laws, that we reform laws, that we improve laws as we go along. And I think that's what was intended by the caucuses that sent up the message that they wanted to repeal and replace 116. This does nothing on that.
Attorney General Mark Shurtleff says he doesn't know if the federal government will actually grant a waiver to the state. But if it does not, he says no one is going to participate anyway.
What employer is going to put their name on a list that says I'm employing an illegal undocumented alien? What undocumented worker will put their name on a list saying I'm here without papers?
Shurtleff says the state continues to put pressure on the federal government to act, but he's been told if it does, it will likely not happen until after the November elections. HB 116 allows undocumented immigrants to work in Utah without fear of deportation if they pass a criminal background check and pay a fee. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.